This is KCUR 89.3. Doctors and nurses are obviously essential, but when it comes to managing a chronic health condition, a social worker could be the most valuable player on a patient's medical team. KCUR's Brian Thompson explains.
Christy Kaufman makes house calls to Medicare patients. This is the home of Judy Dinkle in the northwest Kansas town of Plainville. Dinkle, age 72, has a lot of health problems. Bladder cancer, diabetes, lung disease. She tells Kaufman, a social worker, that she's been having ongoing pain from constipation and laxatives aren't helping. Kaufman makes a call back to Post Rock Family Medicine, the Plainville clinic where she's been on staff for almost a year and a half. Dinkle's doctor orders a stronger laxative.
Or can you go up to the store today to get that? Or do I need to go get it for you and bring it by before I head out of town tonight?
Yeah, if you would, because I don't have a way to get up there.
Okay.
Dinkle is on a fixed income, and before a social worker stepped in, she was skimping on her medication to cut down on the out-of-pocket costs. She was taking her pills every other day instead of every day, which is no way to control chronic health conditions. Kaufman got her set up with a mail-order pharmacy, which gives Dinkle a 3-month supply of medication for about the same cost she had been paying every month.
I mean, I'm feeling so much better because I'm taking the medications I need. It's been wonderful.
That kind of success story is becoming commonplace, according to Dr. Jennifer Bruhl, co-owner of Post Rock Family Medicine. The idea was that bringing a social worker on board would help their Medicare patients get better, more timely access to primary care. Under a provision of the Affordable Care Act, Medicare started reimbursing medical practices for chronic disease management services in 2015. But, says Bruhl,
this is something we never would have done without participating in this ACO.
That ACO, Aledade, based in Maryland, is an accountable care organization which groups together small clinics like Post Rock and uses patient data to help them cut down on emergency room visits and hospitalizations. The ACOs get a cut of the savings.
In an ACO, you accumulate at least 5,000 Medicare lives, and they measure the cost of care for those lives over a baseline and then over the next 3 years. And then the shared savings are shared back to the entire accountable care organization and then split out from there.
Of the 200 practices Aledade is partnering with across 15 states, only 7 employ social workers to streamline care. Most are using registered nurses exclusively for that. When Post Rock hired Kaufman last year, Bruhl says the investment wasn't a sure thing.
It's very nerve-wracking to hire another professional and to have the cost associated with hiring that professional and not know where that was going to take you.
Bruhl says the decision has worked out, with the social worker position more than paying for itself. She says Kaufman, as a social worker, has a different set of tools than a doctor or nurse might have to address a patient's needs. Kaufman has done things like arrange transportation to get patients to the clinic and back home. And in one case, where a man needed IV antibiotics twice a day to avoid hospitalization, she arranged for his family to get a $5 gas card every time they made the trip. Bruhl says those little things are huge for patients.
I would say it has been the single best innovation in our practice over probably the last 5 years.
Patient Judy Dinkle would agree. And don't try to tell her that the service provided by Kaufman might be helpful, but it's not really medical care.
Oh, yes, it is. Oh, yes, it is. It's medicine in the basic form.
Dinkle describes Kaufman as the bridge that gets her across any obstacle to the care she needs. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Brian Thompson.
Brian Thompson's reporting is part of the Kansas News Service, a collaboration based here at KCUR, covering health, education, and politics across the state.